Hi, everybody. Well, today is Monday, and the date, I believe, is the 29th, and we're going to clear the date for everybody. This is the Creation Light Ship Healing Show, and this is the Healing Highway. So here we go, clearing the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, this is cleared. Great. Didn't expect it to be cleared so soon. And bring up your lightning on your monitor screen. Here we go. Going to clear that for you. Bring in peace energy. Clear your room out. It helps to clear you out somewhat too. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have a situation happening, let's clear that away from you. Get rid of that timeline. So think of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Elizabeth, you're on.
Hey, everybody. Hi, welcome, and thanks so much, everyone, for joining us today on the Creation Lightship Healing Show. And we are live this evening. As Ron said, it's January 29th, 2018, and we'll be with you for the next hour. Ron will be taking your questions and testimonials. You're welcome to send those over to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also just use our fast chat feedback form, which you can find on our BBS radio homepage, as well as links to that at Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, while the show is live. So there was a lot of wonderful healing work that Ron did over the weekend on the 7-hour healing intensive conference calls, and hopefully we'll get some feedback regarding those. There's a couple of events that Ron will be participating in. We'll talk more about that as the show progresses here. But I guess we should start with some listener questions, which were sent to us over the weekend. And Ron, any idea why today's date was easier to clear? Is that because more people are having clearings, or just a particularly easy day?
Just seems like an easy day for some reason.
Yeah, I know. It's
just
funny.
Breeze right on through, you know?
Yeah, great. So we should have a wonderful show. That's awesome. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing myself. So I think that you'll find as you do more of the clearings that you kind of become okay with and more at peace with a lot of the things that other people find difficult, like perhaps Mondays, people have a certain feeling about them. Some people think, I don't want to go back to work, but other people see it as a clean slate. So I guess ideally you just want to feel at peace about everything and not have a reaction to it. So hopefully everybody's getting there. It seems like people are really getting engaged with a lot of the healing work and doing it themselves, which is what we should all be doing to have a more peaceful and easier life here in the present moment. Okay, so somebody's asking, Ron, what is amber blood? And they can't seem to get any information about it. And you talk about it on the body rejuvenation calls, but I'm clueless. Please enlighten me. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the energetic blood from the light ship. We call it amber blood. It's a golden type of blood, and it has that frequency that we add to, we'll just say, your red blood to make it be maybe more body compatible. In fact, I'll do it right now for people. So kind of sense how you're feeling sitting there. Maybe your blood's been going through you forever. you may not actually notice what it's like, but see if you can tune into your blood. And I'll bring in some amber blood for you here. And this is from the light ship here, so you're getting source energy coming to you with the frequency of what we call amber blood. So I'll count to 10 as it comes into you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, do you see how your body is feeling? Maybe it's resonating a little different. Maybe it's buzzing now. Maybe it's feels like effortless. So we'll see. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, wow. Yeah, excuse me. I'm really yawning here. And yeah, a lot of the things that we mention, like the amber blood, that might sound a little strange to people who are not familiar with the different kind of healing rooms that Ron takes us to on the lightship. And for those, if you are looking to experience more of that energy, you could tune in on Saturday nights. Ron usually takes us live to the lightship every Saturday on BBS. And also during most of the healing calls and intensives that Ron does, and he does quite a few of those every month and every week. So those are all really great ways to get familiar with a lot of the different healing rooms and experiences that you can have on the Creation Lightship. So someone had a testimonial they emailed in about when you put the spirit back in their body. And they wrote, "Thank you, Ron, for the healing you did for us on the Saturday BBS show. I remembered an accident during which, for sure, my spirit left my body. When you put our spirits back in our bodies to experience the healing we didn't get the first time, it was an amazing, powerful, physical experience. I feel stronger and more balanced now."
Yeah, wonderful. That's great. And you may want to do the sequence timing body. You want to do that one to reintegrate more of your spirit with you throughout your lifetime.
Set sequence timing body.
Yep.
Yeah, that's always that's one we don't talk about a lot, but it's definitely one of the kind of more, I guess you could say, like, I don't know if this is true for the Creation Lightship, Ron, because everything happens in the moment, but there are certain, I guess you would call it like an integration session almost, where you've done a lot of clearings and then you kind of have some spirit integration time to sort of give yourself a chance to adjust to the new experience that you are now in, having cleared away all those densities.
Yeah, so that clearing puts your spirit in your body properly, for your whole lifetime, basically. So that's what's so good about it.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. All right. So somebody else wrote in and said, "I love the new death barcode clearing screen. I ran my death barcodes and the mind of the body barcodes before the screen change with Ron's given amount. I am now concerned about how to use the upgrade given my previous run. I have the unlimited version. Can you help me out with that? Thanks very much."
Yeah, the unlimited has all the other options on it. So the original death barcode clearing is only for the death barcodes, you know, when you contact me and you say how many death barcodes I have. That's in your present time. And so once you do that, then you're basically done. But you want to get the unlimited so you can do, you may get some more, okay? But we won't talk about that right now, because it's possible, you know, maybe every so often, maybe once a year or so, maybe if you have some close calls, you know, you could have some. But basically, the unlimited version allows you to do other energetic bodies, and one of the last one that you would be doing would be, you have depression. I know one of them I think you have, let's see here. It might be fear, I think. I think there's three options we have listed. And then the last option, which is another clearing that goes into the mind of the body. And that's normally, you know, higher numbers. But if you, you know, if you had, we'll just say four regular death barcodes that you already cleared, and then you purchase the unlimited, then you go in and you put four into the other ones that are listed there. Stress. Yeah, you have stress. I think maybe fear and depression, I believe. And then from there, the last one would be your mind of the body. That could be, you know, probably under 200. So, back to you. Are you muted there, Elizabeth?
Oh, I'm sorry. I accidentally had muted my line.
yeah, I know.
I apologize. So this person with the question about the death barcodes, they wouldn't have to go back and start over. They could just continue with the unlimited, you know, however.
Yeah, that's correct. So,
so the
death barcode one, the present, you can use as many times as you like. Because sometimes, like I said, you may get a couple here or there, you know, just by giving me an email, I can tell you if you have one, but I need to know what you had previously and if you have any new ones. And maybe you could tell me about, you know, when you cleared them. It makes it easier for me to check. And then from there, if you purchase the unlimited, now you can do the other options and go deeper into the other energetic bodies. And it's possible that we could add some more to that, too. On those options, but right now what we have is okay. But maybe in 6 months there may be one or two extra things added, which will help you out to get them off of you. So, and right now we're doing the, a lot of people are wanting to know how many of the, I guess, mind of the body or barcodes is what they're having. Dental barcodes, we should call it that, what it actually is. So, and there's quite a few of those. I haven't went over, I think, over 120 yet for people. Some people are having, like, maybe 40 to 80, and a few have a lot. So if you're doing maybe a lot of thinking, or maybe you're changing thoughts all the time and not feeling centered, then you're probably going to have a lot of these barcodes put on, you know, your mental mind energy, because they're attaching to you and running those barcodes and reprogramming you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, Ron, if you can even answer this question, but is there like a maximum number of death barcodes you can have? Or, I mean, does it cap out at a certain point? Or, like, is that, like, I guess when you die? Or do they just keep adding them to you to kind of, like, you know, prolong your suffering?
Yeah, in a sense, or they want you to get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
So remember, they put them on because they want to kill you.
Right.
So each one that you get, that's a possibility of you dying. So, you know, for sure, if you're, you know, we'll just talk in the past, you know, maybe you almost, you know, you're almost going to be in a car wreck, you know, and somehow you avoided that. Well, that's the death barcode.
Oh, yeah.
So right away, you know, you're going to have one for sure, you know. If you already cleared some, say, 6 months ago, now for sure you have one, maybe you have more. So you got to contact me on an email on how many death barcodes you have, because you can't override that.
They keep putting them back on you.
Yeah, they keep putting them on, trying to take you out because they don't want you to be here. Maybe you're getting too smart for them, you know?
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, who knows? I mean, they come up with all sorts of things to try to, I guess, establish dominance. Okay. So Hopefully that answers the question. And I guess from Ron's explanation, everybody can see why that would be such an important clearing to purchase and run and also keep up with, because it seems like a good strategy to try to
And you get energy back.
Yeah.
But if anybody else here, I'd just be curious how you feel. Maybe you just did it in the last 6 months. How did you feel after doing a couple of those barcodes? Normally, you get about a third of your energy back, you know, with the first one or two barcodes that you do, when you go, wow. So I'll just want to see if anybody else felt that, if they've done that, or just did a barcode in general and they feel, you know, like they have more energy. So back to you. We can have somebody call in write in right now.
Okay, yeah, and maybe the person who asked that original question can send us a testimonial about how they've been feeling. That would be great. Yeah, thank you so much for opening up that dialogue there. And we'll take a little bit of a detour here. And another listener wrote in and said, whenever my mother gets on the phone, she starts to cough. She can hardly get through a conversation. It's very weird. This morning, I did the entity attachment clearing for my mother. She didn't know I was doing it. I set it up in my office and then went down to have breakfast with her. The whole time the clearing was running, she was coughing pretty violently at times, and once the clearing finished, there was no more coughing. She hasn't coughed all day. I think it worked.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah.
That is cool. So they did the entity attachment removal. Cool.
And it could be, I'm going a little sideways here. I won't say this is correct for the person that wrote that in, but if you haven't seen the barking cat on YouTube, that's very interesting to watch the cat having a dog in its body barking. Okay, now we'll switch it over to the lady that is coughing. Very possibly, maybe she picked up a dog entity. Okay, and
the
only way the dog can speak is to start coughing. So maybe that left her.
I hope so.
Oh, anyway,
it's hard to
say.
You never know what those entities are getting up to.
Yep.
Okay, so speaking of cats, Ron, I don't know if you have any information on this, but I got a question here from a listener who said, hi, Ron. I just had a question about my cat and wondering if you can see what is causing her to feel unwell. She's normally very healthy, but about 48 hours ago, I started to do the entity clearing that is included in the crown chakra clearing for my cat. About 24 hours into the clearing, she started to vomit a lot and has been feeling very unwell. This isn't like her. She has stopped now, but is still rather sluggish, and I was wondering if this had to do with the entity removal. I'm still running the clearing for her. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, I would say very possibly. Probably had something, you know, that was buried pretty deeply, and unfortunately it had a side effect. But it might. Let's just say that we keep taking off the onion peel. So now we're going really deep with that clearing.
Mm.
So we'll just say that in the genetics of the cat, it had a lifetime, we'll say, and/or an entity that ate some poison. Okay. So naturally, as you're going through the layers, clearing out entities. Okay, it came to the one where the cat actually probably died of being poisoned. So the cat's reaction to this is, oh,
I better get rid of what I have, you know, throw this stuff up in my stomach or whatever to get rid of it because it's poisonous. I'm trying also to get rid of the entity at the same time. So that's how I would look at that. So back to you.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes people don't even know the clearings or the healings are happening, and then other times there are, unfortunately, as Ron stated, side effects. So I guess it all depends on what's going on with you at that moment. So, yeah, those things can happen. And, you know, usually it's like a lot of yawning or something or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I guess it is possible. So I just wanted to announce, too, that Ron has a couple of events coming up, and one in February is it's actually a special double session, and it's going to include a skeletal tune-up, and it's going to be two consecutive Saturdays, session one on February 17th, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific. It's a Saturday, 4 to 6 Eastern. And on the 24th, it's going to be the joints, cartilage, ligaments, and tendons tune-up. And same time, 1 to 3 Pacific, 4 to 6 Eastern. And you can purchase those by going to creationlightship.com and clicking on the body skeletal tune-up special double session at the top of the page. Ron,
yeah,
is also...
you might wait a day or two, because I'm not sure if the codes are up yet to be sent out. They may have been done last night, but I haven't checked this morning, today. So you might wait till maybe Wednesday, Thursday to go in there and purchase it.
Okay, so maybe if you plan on participating, just, you know, make sure you know the dates, but we'll maybe announce that a little bit later in the week.
Yeah.
When to purchase. But it sounds great. And I just wanted to let everybody know a lot of people were requesting this. So hopefully everyone who did can get on it. And also, Ron's going to be at, this is a little bit sooner than the special calls, the double session. And the Conscious Life Expo is coming up. And that's going to be February 9th through the 12th at the LAX Hilton in Los Angeles. So Ron will be doing a series of lectures and workshops there. You can visit the booth and enjoy the light chamber and the healings in person. So it's always wonderful if you can attend to go to those, and we'll have more information on that. And you can always check out, again, creationlightship.com for all of the relevant information regarding the Conscious Life Expo. And, Ron, I guess we'll take some more listener questions here. So somebody else was asking about mental barcodes. And they said that they have been told, I guess by you, Ron, they have 93 mental barcodes, and they had a couple of questions. So they were wondering, what is the mental barcode removal, and how does it work?
Okay, that's how you're hooked up to the mind matrix. That kind of goes along with your natal barcode, but it's an energy that kind of programs everything. So that could help you to get released, I won't say 100%, but we'll just say to get released out of the matrix, because they got to connect to you some way, and that's how they do it. And then they connect to your crown chakra also, but the main thing is get that barcode off, because that's like the mind matrix energy. Yeah, it's how they're connecting the darkness and everything else to you, you know, with the copy and paste. So, and 93 is maybe upwards, maybe a 70% number for the, you know, people that I've looked at so far. I think maybe I went to about 130, I think, with one person, and then maybe, a little bit over 100 or so. And then I think the lowest was maybe, I could guess, maybe like 47 or something. So, you know, I guess, you know, you can't really say there's an average, but I would say if you have a number of 80, that would probably be pretty much too average, I think. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, and someone is the same person's asking if we can do it consecutively. Can we consecutively do 3 or 4 steps at once, and can we do more tabs at once?
I don't know how the radio buttons are set up, but you could put up, 3 screens and do 3 at a time.
Okay,
so I would probably do 3 screens with, 1, 2, and 3 barcodes. And then when that completes, then do the next one underneath that, whatever that radio button is.
Okay, and then the last part, they're asking, should we buy the unlimited because more mental barcodes may be added in the future, like the death barcodes?
Right now, I'd probably hold off on that. I'd wait maybe I'd wait a month, possibly, and then contact me and see if you have any new ones added, and let me know how many you had. Because, I'm looking at it, and it just feels like once these are released, they're not going to find you because you have no tracking. So that's why you might want to wait off on the unlimited just to play it safe, okay? It's not that you won't need it maybe in a year or two, but I'm just looking at short term here, maybe like in 6 months, maybe they won't add anything. So just kind of, play it by ear.
Ooh, that's pretty cool, actually. Hope that's true.
And naturally, it's not bad to have the unlimited in any way,
Right. Because
you might be able to do something else with the other radio buttons there.
Yeah, and you could always get hooked up to the Mind Matrix. I mean, that's pretty easy to do.
Like I said,
especially if you have a job or have to talk to people or, don't live your life like a hermetic monk.
I think the person that thinks the most or changes thoughts the most, okay, or engages people, they're going to have probably more than a regular person who maybe more as an introvert. So I'd say an extrovert person would have a lot compared to an introvert.
Right, like a college professor or something.
Yeah, right.
Interesting. Very, very cool. It's always fascinating to me because I feel like the more you know about these things, the better off you are and the more effective you can be with your own healing work.
What I'm seeing, I have not investigated this, okay, but if you're engaging people, like you mentioned the college professor, okay, so we'll just talk about the college professor. So we'll just say one of their classes that he has, say, 40 people in it, okay? It's not a real big one. It's not a large one where they have 200, but we'll just say he has 40. So he now has to, in a sense, which they may not do, but we'll just say that they do this, prepare his lecture for the students that are there. I would think normally it's just copy and paste of the year before, And they don't have to really know too much, just regurgitate. But we'll just say that it's the other way around, where he has to prepare and, kind of cater to some students that might be maybe a little bit slower in learning, right? And so at that point, he has to now, in the engagement, he has to get a different mental barcode, okay, to be able to engage a person that maybe has a learning disability. And so he's running different energies to for communication. So you all can kind of think of that a little bit. So a person that has to change hats all the time, maybe at their job, may have a lot of these barcodes on them because they have to change their mindset, correct? You know where I'm going with this here, right? You have to change your mindset in accordance to who you're talking to. So that means that it's another download of information from the mind matrix, right, that you're connected to, or that got connected to you, so you can communicate to these people. So they may have a lot more barcodes. For somebody who doesn't really engage other people, maybe they're like a shy person, an introvert, and they're just kind of living their life and not communicating much. I'm not saying that they're in the now, but they could be. And they'd probably have far less than somebody who is really out there doing a lot of things. Does that make sense to you, Elizabeth?
Yeah, it makes sense that any time you have to sort of, I guess, be connected to or figure out a new way of kind of transferring information, that would automatically sort of take you out of heart energy and into mind energy. So that makes sense to me. I guess, too, yeah, like any sort of kind of intellectual activity would sort of engage that. Not necessarily a bad thing, I wouldn't imagine, but, you know, I guess it all depends on, like, how that's being used and how it's using you. So I would imagine, like, if you're feeling like maybe particularly having a hard time getting in the moment, or you find yourself thinking too much, or you let your thoughts run away with you, all of those things could, I mean, it could be any number of things, but I would imagine mind matrix probably a culprit there. So that's probably when you'd want to sort of do that, those mental clearings. And
that's
I
great.
Should mention...
That's great. Great how you said your thoughts are running away from you.
Right. Yeah, they're running you.
Running you, yeah. And where are you going? You know, it's like, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, you know?
Yeah, you're on that treadmill.
Yeah, where are you going? Yeah, okay.
That hamster wheel.
Yeah, the hamster wheel, yeah.
But, yeah, it's true. It's an interesting way to think about it. So, not that we should be thinking about it, but, yeah, if you find yourself, thoughts are running you or running away with you, do the mental barcode. And also, Ron, you did say on Saturday that you wanted us to do the mental barcode and the body rejuvenation healing, and preferably to do that as part of the body jumpstart to kind of help us get ready for the bone the calls coming up. Also,
yeah, that could help. On the website, we just have one prerequisite, which is the emotional body clearing, but you may want to do, you know, something else there. But anyway, well, I guess we'll just continue on here.
Yeah, and then in order to help us get ready for the upcoming skeletal and other sessions, the body rejuvenation should be run for the healing, if you can, prior to that call. Okay, so let's see here. Oh my gosh, this is interesting. So somebody writing in about the mind barcodes, mental barcodes, and they said, I have 102. I used to be a lecturer in a university.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, let's try this here. I'm curious. So here we go. So we'll think of the lecturer person. So everybody probably, you know, knows that person has to communicate a lot, okay? So let's take that type of person and you know, like a school teacher, okay? And so you may fit that role, but we'll just look at that, and we're going to first clear away, and you could be that school teacher, okay? But I'm going to put you into the regular energies of just a regular person who just lives their life, who probably has 40 of them, okay? So remember, these will have different intensity levels as you have a lot of them. I kind of said that wrong. So I'll just say a person who's not really busy at thought, I'm going to clear one of those for you, okay? Let's put it that way. So here we go. I can't say it's 100% done, but it'll give you an idea of what it feels like. I'm going to count to 100. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So that's kind of you being an average person, you know, not being caught up much in the mind energy, okay? And now we're going to take you at one of those times where you had to be that lecturer and you had to talk to all these people and you had to kind of have your thoughts engage with their thoughts or different levels of speaking, we'll say. Some people could understand thoughts quickly. Other people could need it slower. Maybe your vocabulary had to change somewhat. So this would be like the fast track person, okay? So here we go. And everybody probably has that in you, you know? So here we go. Let's clear that away and just see if there's a difference. But first, note how you feel right now. Now we'll get that fast track person, class A person here. So here we go. Maybe double A. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so just see how that is feeling. And, yep, that feels good. Now I'm looking at the unlimited version of that. So, yeah, I think that's probably needed. Because if you are like that normal person, you know, running your life, you know, maybe in first gear, we'll say, right, just kind of going slow, and then all of a sudden now you're jumped into, you know, this fast speed person, we'll say, and now you're in high gear, they'll probably have to put a barcode on you so you can communicate. So that's why you need the unlimited. So when you find yourself switching gears like that, more than likely they'll probably put a barcode on you so you can match the people that you're communicating with. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ron. That's such a great explanation. And it's really such a cool, like, opportunity we have to be able to kind of control that or have an impact on it and how it affects us in our lives. So that's really great.
Yeah, let's see if we can get somebody to comment what we just did, how they felt. I would think that being on the fast track, you know, in high gear, that you would have a lot more body stimulation, you know, going through you, you know, less relaxed, we'll say, you know, more adrenaline possibly, like you had a couple cups of coffee or something like that, as compared to the other one, which would just be the regular standard slow person just enjoying their life and not being amped up all the time. So we'll just see how that works for people. But yeah, this is quite interesting to see that.
Yeah, I would imagine you'd feel a lot calmer having all of that sort of disengaged, so to speak. So somebody else, this is a little bit unrelated. We'll hopefully get some responses there. But somebody else said, in regards to the mind of the body clearing, they said, after running all mine, my body started detoxing from heavy metal poisoning I had for many years, and it had caused many problems. I'm thinking much more clearly now.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that is cool. That's great.
So your
and
mind and your
so
body is more in line to heal you now, so it actually is doing healings on you. Before it was probably turned off or asleep.
Yeah, it was probably so bogged down with all of those toxins energetically, you couldn't really even function. So somebody said, after Ron cleared... the mind barcode clearing. After cleared from Ron, my mind is more empty than before. Thank you.
Great.
Okay, and someone else had just a clarification needed on the mental barcode clearing, and they said, Ron had said that we can reduce the number of minutes to 30 minutes for each radio button. He just said that we can do 3 screens at a time. Can you please confirm this?
Yes, that's correct. And I'm trying to get the timer, if the webmaster can do that, to change it to 30. So I've been telling people to change it to 30, but it may be, it could even be fixed right now to 30 minutes. But if not, to definitely default it to 30. And you can do 3 screens at one time. So back to you.
Okay, and somebody else is wondering which barcode we were talking about, the mental barcode or the mind of the body barcodes. And I think we were talking about the mental barcodes.
Yeah, the mind of the body barcode is what you do when you have the death barcodes. That's that option.
Okay.
The death barcodes are associated with the mind of the body. That's on the unlimited option. We just got through doing the mental barcode, which is connecting you to the mind matrix.
Wow.
So I could change it, maybe, I don't know. And we could call it the mind matrix mental barcode, possibly. I don't know if the webmaster is listening to the show or not, but... We could change it that way. So now you know that what it's really doing. This is what's hooking you up, or you are hooked up through their programs to do this. So anyway, I'll see if maybe we could change it to that slightly. I don't know. So back to you.
Okay. Sounds like a possibility. And I wanted to, it seems like we're getting a lot of questions regarding this, and everything seems to sort of be related to the mind and clearing the mental stuff tonight. So another listener wrote in and said, regarding the brain partition clearing, they said, my husband couldn't pass a written test for course completion. After the brain partition clearing and running mental and cellular clearings of alien programs, he was able to pass the test. His score went from 73% to 93%.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
That is really cool. So
yeah
that's another way of looking at it. I guess, you know, if you're trying to engage with one activity mentally, and you have all this other mind chatter and mind confusion, I mean, that could surely take you out of the moment, too, and make it a lot more difficult. Like, I know in school there were certain subjects that I had a really difficult time with, and I think it was just because I could never get, like, that sort of feeling of clarity that comes with understanding them. So it is like, it's kind of like that very difficult until you can actually quiet down and think about it. But sometimes there's just things there that prevent you from understanding it, like those, you know, probably alien programs. I didn't know that at the time, but, you know, looking back, that may have been what's going on there.
Yeah, very possible. Yeah, remember, they may not want you to exceed or excel. Just kind of maybe somehow you have a talent for sewing. Okay, so you're a great sewer with little needle and thread and stuff, and you can do all kinds of really tricky things doing this here. And so you have a great aptitude for that. So the aliens allowing you to use your creativity, right, we'll say, that mindset for that. But they won't allow you because that's so complicated when you're stitching, you know what I mean? And maybe you're able to sew with both hands with needles, you know? So you got that mastered. So people look at you and go, wow, look at that person go, you know? They're, you know, like, holy smokes. So, but yet, you can't balance your checkbook. So they're taking that energy that's, you know, all your creativity in one direction, you can't put it onto something else, and you go, whoa, what's happening to me? I just can't balance my checkbook, but I could do all this other stuff. So they're limiting you, and that's those barcodes put on you. So that's where I'm going, you say, with this.
Yeah, it's like those aptitude tests, like, you know, they make you take them in school, like, oh, you have an aptitude for this, but you're totally terrible at this. So, like, what is it just measuring how well you can take a test, really? So you go through your whole life believing, oh, I'm horrible at math, or I'm so bad at English, or I'm not a good artist, or whatever, you know, or I'm not good at science, all because, like, that's what some test told you. So it could just be this introduction of sabotage almost, in this sort of mental realm, because like you said, they probably don't want you to succeed.
Yep, so if you look at it as a mental barcode or way that they're constricting you or not allowing you to have energy in a certain direction, you're going to realize how important that barcode, you know, is to get off of you. Plus that other person mentioned the mind of the body, I believe, you know, getting that. Is that what it was, the mind of the body? No, the mental.
Mental barcode.
Mind of the body? Yeah. What was that again? That's on the. The mind of the body, right? On the, what I talked about, which is on the death barcode, correct? That's what the person did.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's a really great, I feel like this is a great subject and a really cool way to sort of, you know, look at that clearing. So,
yeah. Yeah, what's interesting is when you first engage with the website, you know, for a newbie, and you see all these things here, and you may be questioning how they work and if they work, and then you do a few clearings, and you go, wow, this is, like, incredible, you know? And so it's really hard, you know, to go back and because you already have the belief and the faith that, yeah, this is going to help me out. And, you know, almost always it will, unless there's something else blocking you, you know. And so it's really nice that the wife did it for her husband. Whether he was on board or not, you know, you never know, you know. He may not have even known what was happening, or he did know. But the fact that it worked is like, wow, that's
right.
So incredible, you know.
Yeah, I love when it works. It's great.
Yeah,
I love the reaction.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. A long time ago, I was doing a conference call, and this this lady got on it, and she was older. I don't know what age. I'll just say 75, and her husband was on the call. And he had a problem hearing. So I may have mentioned this. I only talked about it a few times here throughout the years. So they're on the call, and I think it's maybe an hour call that I was doing on the light ship. And so he requested that he wanted to have his hearing improved. And so I don't know what she requested, but the call ended, and I got this on an email from her, right? And he says, yeah, my husband was upset with the call because he didn't have his hearing fixed, you know, he couldn't hear. But he says, you know, he had hip surgery, you know, a short time back, and it took him a long time to get himself up off the couch because of the pain that he was in. And when the call ended, he was kind of, you know, upset, you know, complaining that he didn't have his hearing fixed. But he got off the couch like a young kid. So the light beings saw that he needed a lot more done to his hips than he did with his hearing. So plus he was also on the light ship, probably telling the light being doctors that, yeah, he just went through a hip operation. There's a lot of pain there. And they said, okay, you want this work done? And he probably said, yes. Down here, he had no clue. All he knew was that he's hanging on to having his ears fixed, you know. And so that's kind of how it works, you know. And anyway, that's I got that on an email that she was like completely shocked how quick he got up off the sofa and didn't really have any pain, was walking around normally. So anyway, so back to you.
That's so cool. Ron, I wish we could keep going. Unfortunately, we have reached the end of the show tonight. So I wanted to thank everybody for sending in your questions and testimonials. And please make sure you join us for the next show on Wednesday, BBS Station 1, and also Friday, Saturday, and tomorrow. Of course, Ron will be doing the special weekly clearings on Tuesdays. And make sure you check out creationlightship.com for all of the wonderful specials we have going on. Have a couple more days left of January for the free gold oxygen healing. And I'll turn it over to you, Ron. I think we're just about out of time here.
Yep, time's short. So here we go. Mind of heart drops. You need to command your spirit out loud. So here we go. Say this out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts of my head, drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this action. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Elizabeth, and ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone. Blessings.